There are a couple of issues facing humankind that seem to defy all of our efforts to fix them. Hunger certainly belongs on that list. There's plenty of food in the world, but getting it to all the people who need it provides a constant challenge, and there are constant efforts to meet that challenge. Those include the Empty Bowls Dinner, an annual event in Ashland now approaching its fourth time around. It will be tomorrow, 4 to 7, at the First United Methodist Church Wesley Hall in Ashland. We have two guests from Peace House to talk about the event. Catherine Thalden is the event chair. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. And Herb Rothschild is back in the chair. He is the board chair of Peace House. Good to have you back here, Herb.
Always good, Jeffrey.
So, Catherine, give us a little history for the event and how it got started.
Well, 25 years ago, an art teacher in Michigan decided that he would like to give his students the opportunity to do something significant for the community. So during the year, he had the students make bowls, and then at the end of the year, they invited the community to come and fill their bowls with soup and bread and have an empty bowls dinner. And that started something very significant, which now has spread across the country.
So this is a little different from having, for example, a gala dinner and auction for hunger, which might seem a little contradictory in style, certainly anyway.
Yes, this is a very simple dinner. When you come in, you give a $25 donation for adults, $10 for students, and you receive a pottery bowl that's been made by potterers in the Jackson County, and then you get a bowl of soup from restaurants that have donated the soup, a slice of bread from bakeries, and that is the dinner that you receive.
Soup and bread.
Soup and bread.
And you get to take the bowl with you.
And you take the bowl home.
Have people, for example, at the second and third iterations of the Empty Bowls Dinner brought back bowls they got at the previous ones?
Some may, but they're yours to keep, and some are very prized bowls.
Herb, if you would, jump in here and tell us a little bit about Peace House and its many efforts, particularly on hunger programs.
Well, Uncle Food's Diner, which serves a large and nutritious meal every Tuesday afternoon to Ashland's homeless and neediest people, has been going since 1992. It is the premier feeding program in Ashland and is really well supported by the community. As Ashland has taken Uncle Food's Diner to heart. We are serving now an average of about 100 people a week. These are people who, without that meal and the food that they take home after the meal, would be even more food insecure than they are. We are proud of this program. It's almost all volunteer run, just as Empty Bowls is almost entirely volunteer run. We do have a coordinator who is a caterer and does a wonderful job. We also advocate for the hungry and all people in need. And if we have time, I just want to talk a little more about that, but I want to get back to the dinner. The Seroptimists used to have this fundraiser. They ran it just as a ceramic sale over at SOU, and they divided the profits between among three food security organizations, Uncle Food's Diner being one, Access another, and Food Angels. We still share the proceeds, though Seroptimists gave it up and asked if somebody else wanted to pick it up. We were delighted to. And then it became this wonderful Empty Bowls event, which is now not just a fundraiser. It's a community celebration.
Go ahead.
This is the fourth year that the Peace House has done the Empty Bowls. And this year we're going to offer some very exciting things for the community. First of all, the mayor and the city council are coming to serve soup, which is wonderful that they would do that for the community. We're also having some entertainment. The Blades of Grass, a bluegrass duo, Alan Berman, who's a jazz pianist, and we're also having some special guests, Meisner and Smith from San Francisco. They're going to be playing in the Gaia Project Roots Festival at SOU Recital Hall this weekend, but they're going to play for us tomorrow, and they have songs from a new CD, 7-Hour Storm, but they also won the West Coast Songwriters Association Song of the Year in 2012. So we're really happy to host them tomorrow.
So you're cranking up the amenities at the Empty Bowl Supper as the years go by.
Yes, we are.
Catherine Thalden and Herb Rothschild are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange, both from Peace House in Ashland. We're talking about the Empty Bowl Supper coming up tomorrow, 4 to 7 at the First United Methodist Church, Wesley Hall in Ashland. Catherine is the chair. Herb is the Peace House board chair. And you can join us with your questions and comments on the Jefferson Exchange. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Check out our Facebook page for a picture of Catherine and Herb from just a few moments ago. Has the event grown in not just stature, but scale over the years as well, Catherine?
Yes, it has. We had 125 people last year that came to participate in Empty Bowls. This year we're expecting over 200. And I would say we have over 20 volunteers that are putting this together, as well as our Ashland Arts Center that had a pizza party, and potterers came together and made bowls to donate. Clay Folks works throughout the year to prepare the bowls for this project.
All right, that was one of the other questions, was the bowl process. So it's about a year's worth of effort here from a bunch of different potters?
It's a lot of effort for many potters.
The potters, also, I should say, Clay Folks Potters give to a similar event up in Josephine County. These artists are very, very generous. So are the area restaurants that have provided the food and sponsors. In the preparation as well as the execution, there is an enormous amount of contributions from the community. This is a wonderful community.
Speaking of which, Catherine, I'm curious to know about the discussions that that led to the mayor and city council coming to serve soup.
We have a very unusual mayor and city council, in my experience. They are very community-oriented, and when I called to ask them if they would do this, every one of them immediately said yes, absolutely. They also came early for a city council meeting last week and had their picture taken with aprons and chef's hats on that may be in the paper. So I think we just have a wonderful mayor and city council to lead us.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. They've committed to that extent. So tell us about where things go once you've collected what comes in from the Empty Bowls dinner.
This goes to four different organizations. As Herb was saying, Uncle Food's Diner is a Peace House project, and so they receive part of it. Also, the Ashland Emergency Food Bank, which I think most people are familiar with, do a wonderful job. Food Angels, which gathers food and distributes them to various organizations throughout the valley, and then also Access, that provides food for many. We have
people probably know about everything but Food Angels, and I want to give a little pitch to Pamela Joy, mm-hmm. Because she provides a lot of our fresh produce over the year. Pamela started the Food Angels because she was seeing all this food going to waste into the landfills that were just a little out of date in the grocery stores or from the restaurants that they didn't use. So she said, people need this food. Let's keep it out of the landfills. And she almost single-handedly has collected and distributed to varying feeding programs, including Uncle Food's Diner, really hundreds of tons of food over the years. She deserves a lot of credit, and we're delighted to give her support.
So it's Uncle Food's Diner, the Food Bank in Ashland, Food Angels, and Access, all recipients of the largesse from the Empty Bowl Supper. So obviously there's lots of coordination between groups that are addressing hunger. Is there ever a hunger summit or anything along those lines where you talk about who's doing what and what tweaks might be able to take place to make the systems more efficient? Because it seems like we're constantly talking about the issue, and it never seems like the audience gets any smaller, the number of hungry people doesn't get any smaller.
Let me answer the first question. Really, it's the foundations that fund a lot of this work, such as the Carpenter Foundation, the West Foundation, the Cheney Foundation, the Anime Family Foundation. They meet. Their executive directors meet rather regularly to talk about food security. And, of course, every time you apply for a grant, they ask you if you're duplicating services. So you become very aware of what everybody else is doing, and you try – and you don't duplicate services, and you interact to support each other. The second thing I want to say, though, Jeffrey, is that hunger and homelessness are not a happenstance in a wealthy country. They are expressions of our failure as a society, and things are about to get very much worse. The budget that is about to come out of Congress, the budget resolution, proposes to cut $125 billion over 10 years out of the food stamp program, which is the mainstay of families who are food insecure. This is very distressing. And Peace House sees a very close connection between our social service work on behalf of the hungry and our advocacy, alerting people to what's going on, the policies that are sometimes helping but recently very much hurting the most vulnerable people in this society. And we keep trying to get people. We love people who do the person-to-person help. It's so very rewarding. There's nothing like it. But we also try to tell people, look, people are getting wounded in this society. And we've got to address the cause of the wounding, and we ask people to get beyond their comfort zone and risk talking about public policy and risk trying to shape it.
Which raises the question, then, at an event like the Empty Bowl Supper, Catherine, how much you encourage discussion of some of the root causes of hunger and get people maybe a little beyond their comfort zones at what's expected to be a fairly pleasant evening?
We're really not having a discussion. It's more of a celebration of the community. But what I have found in chairing the event this year is the tremendous heart that we have here. There are over 50,000 children and adults that are on food stamps in Jackson County presently. That's one in four. And it's wonderful they have that resource, but toward the end of the week when their food stamps run out, they need help. And I have found in calling people, asking them to sponsor, we have 9 very generous sponsors this year. There are 9 restaurants that are donating soup, 5 bakeries that are donating bread. People have stepped up to the plate to volunteer. It seems like here in Jackson County, we really have an interest in helping one another. And I think that's the secret.
And it is interesting, though, to think in terms of this event taking place in Ashland, which is one of the wealthier communities in the state of Oregon, certainly one of the more higher-priced real estate communities in the state of Oregon, if you look at that measure of wealth.
There is much more poverty, even here in Ashland, than people know. You don't see those small trailer courts because they're behind fences. On Tuesday, if you come over to the church, you realize that even in the midst of a fairly affluent community, there's an awful lot of poverty and distress. But the good thing, as Catherine says about Ashland, is that it cares about the distress within a generally comfortable community, so that people want to share their good fortune. And we're very grateful for that. I want to make one more comment about why a peace group does a food service. I have a weekly column in the Daily Tidings I've been doing since August, and one of my earliest ones was about the way the food programs on the Food Network used to be very pleasant things, and now they've become bitter contests and indeed use language like war, cupcake wars.
Oh, yeah, chef challenges this, and all, yeah.
This really is an index of something about our culture that, of course, is very distressing for peace people. But having a meal, sharing a meal, nothing is better than that for building solidarity. It is sharing a meal is a peace activity. And we hope more and more people will sit down with each other, people perhaps who don't generally sit down together.
So overcome your philosophies and break bread.
And share a meal.
Well, Uncle Food's Diner is Tuesdays at the same place at the Wesley Hall?
Yes.
At the First United Methodist Church in Ashland, which is where the Empty Bowl Supper will be tomorrow, 4 to 7. Are tickets still available, Catherine Thalden?
Yes, they are. You could get them at Paddington Station or Northwest Nature Center or at the door.
All right, that's the Empty Bowl Supper, the fourth annual, put on by Peace House, where Herb Rothschild is the board chair. Catherine Thalden is this year's event chair. Thank you both for joining us in this hour of the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much.